Life Audio.
Thank you for joining us for Sound Reasoning with Christian apologist and minister Perseus Poku of Sound Reasoning Ministries. It's our prayer that today's program will educate, train, and empower you to defend your Christian faith with confidence. Perseus has his bachelor's in history and a master's degree in apologetics. We hope you enjoy this time of equipping so that you can answer questions to defend your Christian faith effectively. Now here's Perseus Poku on Sound Reasoning.
Welcome to Sound Reasoning. I'm your host, Perseus Poku. On today's episode, just wanted to give everyone an invite to the Apologetics Boot Camp. And after a word from our sponsors, we'll get started on the topic today.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
If you are listening for the first time, you're probably asking yourself, what is the Apologetics Boot Camp, ABC? The Apologetics Boot Camp came from parents, Christian parents, who were concerned about what their children were learning and hearing in the school system. Some of the parents approached our ministry and wanted us to give them information on how they should disciple their young people as it relates to them attending public schools and how to respond to some of the rhetoric that many of the teachers were espousing. So this Apologetics Boot Camp was created based on the need to give Christian students resources and tools that they would need to stand strong for Jesus while on school campus. You may be saying to yourself, my child goes to a private Christian school, and that's fine. But the reality is, when your child leaves the confines of the Christian institution and leave the confines of your home, they need to know how to operate in the real world. Being in a Christian school, being at a home school, it's not the exact same thing as being in an environment of competing ideas, philosophies, and worldviews. The real world brings us into conflicting worldviews, and our youth need to know how to operate within that type of environment. When they leave our homes, they will get jobs that deals primarily with the environment of multiplicity of ideas. And our youth need to know, how do I stand strong for Jesus when I don't have another like-minded believer right next to me? So if we want to properly inoculate our children, we need to train them to think from not just a biblical worldview, but train them in the other disciplines. So the apologetics boot camp allows them to be trained in philosophy. It allows them to be trained in logic. It allows them to learn more about humanism, atheism, skepticism, agnosticism, and any other isms that may be out there that directly conflicts with the Word of God. So as parents, as guardians, I'm pleading with you, if you live in the region of Sacramento, Northern California, we encourage you to sign them up, abcsac.org. The date is April 27, 2024. And even if you live outside of the region, if you're interested in coming, please sign up. And again, it will be held this year at the St. Paul Church of Sacramento, 3996 14th Avenue. And we would love to have you. It's a one-day workshop from 9 to 11:30. Our youth not only will be educated, but they also have fun. All of the youth that attend have fun during the apologetics boot camp. This year, we have a treat. We will be dealing with financial literacy for youth in the beginning before the boot camp classes start. And we're partnering with our local bank to educate our young people about the importance of finances. So please sign up your youth. Do not allow this to pass by and your youth not participate. It's designed at this point for sixth graders all the way up to high school seniors to college slash young adults. Even if you're a young adult and you're not actively a college student, you're welcome. And then we have another breakout session for our parents and guardians. Or for any adult who would like to attend. So, again, the Apologetics Boot Camp is April 27, 2024. We invite you to sign up today. You don't even have to wait for the show to end. You can log on right now and reserve your spot. So the Apologetics Boot Camp features breakout sessions for each grade level. For the sixth graders, we have a topic called the Practice the Art of Defending with the subtitle of Introduction to Christian Apologetics. So we have to learn, or our youth have to learn, how to defend their faith wherever they are. In today's climate, there's so much distractions. There's so much arguments and pedagogies against the Christian faith. There's so much facing them, and it's difficult today for them to stand up with all of these bold proclamations, which goes against Scripture, which goes against the will of God. So our youth need to know how to stand up for their faith when they're challenged. And trust me, not only are they being challenged by their peers, they're being challenged by those that have authority over them. Some superintendents challenge our youth. Some teachers in their own class challenge our youth. And we have to make sure that they're inoculated. We have to make sure that we have equipped them to stand up boldly for Jesus in the 21st century. So whether it's sexual identity, whether it is atheism, whether it is agnosticism, our youth need the training that's required in order to be effective in standing up for Jesus in this century. So, parents, we need you. We need you to sign them up. We need you to register them for the 2024 Apologetics Boot Camp. Do not wait. There's no more important training than training our youth to stand up boldly for Jesus. So please sign them up. So that's sixth grade. Sixth grade is dealing with Introduction to Christian Apologetics, where we're showing them the reality of apologetics, what the definition is of apologetics, the methodologies that goes along with Christian apologetics, the different disciplines within the apologetics ministry, whether they choose historical apologetics, whether they choose presuppositional apologetics, whether they choose evidentiary apologetics or classic apologetics. All of that are different types of methods we use to defend the Christian faith. So, again, sign them up. They'll learn how to be bold in their faith and not compromise. And not compromise. Believe it or not, there are many students sitting in our pews who are watching us, and they see how much Jesus means to us, but to them, they don't have any, how can I say this? They don't have an informed relationship with Jesus. So what I mean by informed is it's not enough to believe, but like the book says, we have to move from belief to conviction. Are they convicted? Do they know Jesus for themselves? Are they able to respond when their faith is being attacked? The enemy is crafty, and the enemy has his own soldiers who are out there trying to use evidence, twisted evidence, to influence our young people. So then our young people, some of them start believing that evolution is true. We're talking about macroevolution. They start believing that. Let us take a break to recognize our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
God was never in the picture, that we are self-determined. They start believing that we run our own lives, and they start believing that there's no evidence for God, and the Bible has been fabricated and twisted up by men. They start believing in this nonsense that Jesus never rose, but he passed out, and his tomb was empty, or his body was substituted with somebody else's body. So these are some of the rhetoric that the world is throwing at our young people. So again, we invite you to register for the 2024 Apologetics Bootcamp. Then for seventh graders, we have Practice the Art of Defending, Introduction to Intelligent Design. So the seventh graders get to learn about intelligent design, which we spoke about on a previous episode, where there is an intelligent designer. When we look at the nature objectively, there's no way you can look at nature and come to the conclusion that we evolved. And I realized that some very smart people believe in evolution, but the evidence doesn't support it. So they'll learn about God, the intelligent designer, and how he made everything perfect for us. We are in the perfect environment. This world that we call Earth is suitable for humans to live in, and it's not by accident. It's not by accident. We don't live in a hostile environment. We live in a complementary environment, which is suitable for human living. And they'll learn about the evidence of God being the intelligent design, God who gave us special design. And seventh graders will be exposed to defending their faith through the arguments for a transcendent God who is also our intelligent designer. Then in eighth grade, again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the Apologetics Boot Camp. We would like for you and your children or grandchildren to register. The date is April 27, 2024, from 9 to 11:30. Eighth grade, Practice the Art of Defending, the scientific evidence for God through cosmology. Just think about it, the cosmos, how God created the cosmos. And there's evidence that God's fingerprint is all over the cosmos, all over how the Earth is positioned in contrast to other planets. God created everything in terms of astrology, the study of the atmosphere and things of that nature. God created everything, the cosmos and the planets. And we need to know how he created it and why we believe that God, the intelligent designer, is behind it. Then we get to the ninth grade class, and the ninth graders will learn to practice the art of defending through biology. And for those of you who've never thought about it, God's fingerprint is all over biology. It is all over biology, and science is only catching up to what God has already put here. So when we think about DNA, did you not know that DNA is responsible for your height? So there's programming inside of your DNA that tells you or tells your body how tall you're going to be. There's programming in the DNA that tells your body what color eyes you're going to have. There's programming in your body that tells you what skin color you're going to have. So the question is, who put the programming inside of the DNA? It's not by accident. The programming is so complex that only an intelligent design could be responsible for it, and you can't credit it to evolution. You can't credit it to chance. God put the most sophisticated biological programming inside of us that we call DNA. So again, DNA buttressed the point that God is behind our creation as it relates to biology. Then they also learn that there is evidence inside of our bodies, not just the DNA, but there's something called, as an example, the bacterial flagellum. This bacterial flagellum is similar to your car engine in the sense that it has all of these various parts that biologists have been able to recognize and investigate and understand the composite of this bacterial flagellum. This bacterial flagellum basically takes cells from one area of your body and moves it to another area of the body. And when they looked at it, when they looked at the composite and creation of this bacterial flagellum, the scientist said that it's built more complex than a car engine. So think about that. You can't have something like that be created by chance. There was thought behind it. There was order behind it. There was specificity behind it. So again, God is behind our biology, and it's not by accident that we're here, and our ninth graders will learn how to argue for God through biology. Then as we shift to the 10th grade class, the 10th grade class will learn more about the safari adventure, looking for God's treasure, which is the introduction to biblical archaeology. I can't tell you how excited I get when we talk about biblical archaeology, how archaeology is catching up to scripture. In my classes on the New Testament, we talk about archaeology, and one of the evidence we use is this marble stone that talks about this marble stone, which was found in the areas of Jerusalem. And it wasn't too far when they found it, it wasn't too far away from the Second Temple. And the Second Temple, when we read the book of Acts, there were places inside the temple that only Jews can go to. And Gentiles were forbidden to enter those areas. And if a Gentile was found in those areas, their punishment would be death. So this marble had been discovered, which came from the second temple. And guess what? This marble reads the same thing that the book of Acts has already explained. And this marble they found basically says, and I'm summarizing, that if you are a Gentile and you move beyond this point, you have your own self to blame for your death. So again, archaeology is catching up to the Bible, and the Bible is true. Even if you don't have evidence or immediate evidence to support it, the Bible is still true. But it's so great that when we do find evidence, it just further supports what God has already said. And it reminds us that we can trust in God and what he's already said in the scripture. Scripture is true. Even if you don't fully understand some things, have faith that scripture is true. It's archaeology, right? It's the science behind archaeology that's trying to catch up to the Bible. I also think about in John 5, it talks about the man who couldn't get to the pool, and they showed him no mercy. People would go in front of him every time he would attempt to try to get up and go to the pool. Jesus healed this man. And we learned that there's five porticos, and we learned that there's a pool there, and there's other descriptions in that story. And we can find this same pool, the pool of Bethesda, in Jerusalem even today. So if you went to Jerusalem, you will see this pool of Bethesda. So for our class on biblical archaeology, we have that for the 10th graders, and we want you to sign up. Again, this whole episode is about the apologetics boot camp and the need for Christian students to attend this apologetics boot camp, the need for parents or adults who are no longer parents. All of you are invited because we have an adult class, which I will moderate. So it's something for everyone, 6th grade or ages 11 and up. We invite you to sign up for this year's apologetics boot camp, which will be held in Sacramento on April 27th, 9 to 11:30 a.m. And we want you to sign up. The website address is abcsac.org, 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 or you can also log on to sacramentoapologetics.com, sacramentoapologetics.com. So 10th graders, again, we'll learn more about how biblical archaeology supports the Bible. Then the 11th graders, they'll learn about the reliability of the New Testament. Can we trust the Bible? Can we trust the New Testament documents? There are those who accuse the Bible of having errors. There are those who accuse the Bible of contradictions. There are those who accuse the Bible of being plagiaristic, in a sense, that the Bible stole from other documents, or the Bible is in error, etc. Well, our 11th grade students will learn more about the veracity of our New Testament, the trustworthiness of our New Testament, why we can trust the Bible. There'll be evidence presented to our students on why the New Testament is one of the best written ancient work we have in this world. So again, we want to make sure that our young people are not deceived, that they're not drinking out of the well of deceit, out of the well of ignorance that the world is offering. We want our young people to worship Christ with the truth that we have, with the truth that is presented, with the truth that can be verified. So again, our 11th graders will learn more about the New Testament, those 27 books. Then our 12th grade class will be introduced to how to stay Christian in college, how to stay Christian in college. I can't tell you how many people I've run into while I was in college, and even before I went to college, how many people would tell me, so-and-so's looking for themselves, or they're trying to find themselves. How many Christian students started off at our churches and went to college and allowed false philosophies and false ideologies to trickle into their minds, and they wind up abandoning the Christian faith because they drank out of the well of lies. And the sound, fine sound and arguments led them astray. So we want to make sure that we provide our young people with arguments that are not just fine sounding, but true. We want to train them to think intellectually. We want to train them to think in a more informed manner. So again, I know you love your children, you love your grandchildren, and we ask that you make this investment. Sign them up, sign yourself up for April 27th, 2023. We would love to have you. So 12th grade will study how to remain Christian in college. Then, of course, our young adults and college students, we want you to be there as well. There's so many churches that are missing out on young adults, and this is one of the reasons, is they believe that the world has facts and all Christianity have is faith. But Christianity has both faith and facts. So if you sign up for the Apologetics Bootcamp this year, you will get all of the information you need. We love you all. We thank you for listening. We pray that you consider becoming a monthly sponsor if you support our ministry. If you love what we do, please support us. Again, continue to do for the truth what so many people do for a lie.
Thanks for listening to Sound Reasoning with apologist and minister Perseus Poku from Sound Reasoning Ministries. It's our prayer that today's lesson has equipped you to share and defend your Christian faith with boldness. Sound Reasoning Ministries offers training in apologetics, biblical studies, and systematic theology. Join in on discussions on Facebook at Sound Reasoning Ministries. For more information about the ministry, to send an email, ask a question, or support the ministry, visit online at srministries.org.
I'm Don Hawkins, inviting you to be encouraged with my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You. To subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.